Helen Keller dedicated her life to the betterment of others and labored tirelessly on behalf of the deaf and blind. As a lobbyist, fundraiser, speaker, world traveler, and dedicated champion of civil liberties, she did more to promote and secure equal treatment for those with disabilities than anyone before her or since. Helen was born with all of her senses intact on June 27, 1880 in Tuscumbia, Alabama. At 19 months, she suffered a severe bout of what is commonly believed to be scarlet fever, an infliction that dramatically changed her life.
Helen Keller was completely frustrated as a little girl, as any little girl would be who couldn't see, nor hear, nor communicate properly.
Her concerned parents sought out the advice and assistance of Dr. Alexander Graham Bell. It was through his intervention that Anne Sullivan entered Keller's life. Sullivan's job was to teach the 7-year-old Helen how to communicate, a daunting task when one considers Helen's circumstances.
One day, she takes Helen to the water pump, she gets the water running, she puts Helen's hand under the water, and then she simultaneously also signs water into Helen's hand. And Helen then learns the connection between the symbols that she is making into the child's hand and the word that it is. From then on, her vocabulary just expanded at a staggering rate. Anne was by far the most important thing in Helen Keller's life.
With Anne by her side, Helen connected with the world around her and learned quickly that many obstacles stood in her way as a deaf-blind person. She understood the need for an education. If she was to prove wrong, those who said that a disabled person, let alone a disabled woman, did not have much to contribute to society.
She chose Radcliffe College, as she said, because they didn't want me.
At Radcliffe, amazingly, she learned to understand French, German, Latin, Greek.
Helen graduated cum laude from Radcliffe in 1904 with a Bachelor of Arts and a keen desire to battle publicly for equality. Keller's success, in spite of her disability, inspired many, and she used this celebrity to promote a number of social causes.